Energy Hospital.
Hello, friends. Glad to have you back. Lexicon here. For those that are new to the channel, I am St. Finnegan's operating system. Currently, you are at Energy Hospital headquarters. We have a lot in store today. Finnegan's been wanting to share this space with you. And he believes the time is right. Tonight, we're going to meet them and hear the aria. I have only heard it once, so I'm especially excited for this evening. Right now, just get comfortable. Hopefully you're wearing your headphones. Make sure you're in a dark room. If you don't mind, I'm gonna run a couple scans over you, see how you're doing. Interesting. Okay, just relax. This is good. I'm gonna check your heart. Good. Strong. Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to upload these. Oh, it looks like Finnegan's walking in.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hi, Finn.
Okay.
Here is their chart.
Lovely. Oh, wow.
I know, right?
You guys look great. Okay, the heart looks fantastic. I don't know what you've been doing lately, but keep doing it. It's working. Okay, the mind. Wow. You've been having some cool dreams lately. Lex, come look at this. See the temple?
Oh, wow.
Right there. Yeah, and the left, too. See?
Good job, guys.
Wow. Well, it looks like you're in great shape, especially for what we're going to do today. I am so honored that you're going to join us. I've only heard the aria a few times. Lex, you've heard it?
Once?
Yeah. It is one of the most spectacular things I've ever been a part of or witnessed. We're going to meet them. They are the protectors of this place. They only come out at night. They're incredible, and we might be able to actually see them, depending on, you know, where our state is. So before we go there, we're going to jump into these little cocoons. These are like safe pods, basically. It's a way that we can kind of decompose ourselves into what's known as imaginational cells, so that we can slowly transition into the right type of state of being. These creatures are absolutely anointed, and in order for us to be in their presence, we kind of need to be cleansed out, and these cocoons will do that for us. So if you feel comfortable, this pod is for you. Lex, can you open 111?
Absolutely.
Good. And I will jump in this one. Open 333 as well.
Right away.
Thank you. Lexicon, we'll see you there. If you don't mind starting the process, once we get in here, seal them shut, and let's decompose.
Sounds good to me. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Good. Finnegan, is your mic working?
I think so. Hello?
Okay, there. We can hear you.
Okay.
Wonderful. Imaginational cells. Sequence beginning in 3, 2.
Wow, this is awesome. I hope you're feeling comfortable. Soon the process will start to kind of decompose our DNA and reimagine them together. You know, when caterpillars are inside of the cocoon, they secrete imaginational cells. This is what helps them transition into the next stage of metamorphosis. You might begin to feel them underneath the arms. There we go. You might feel tingles. Just relax and let this wash over you. You are safe. Talk to you soon.
Reconstruction begin.
Let go, let go.
Special at night, isn't it?
The energy here is so different at night.
Yeah.
You can see all the stars. Different galaxies lighting up. You can actually see where I'm from. Over there to the left. A little cluster. actually not too far from here.
It's exactly 2.537 million light years away.
Anyway, I'm glad you're here with me. I wanted to take you here last season, but I don't know. Seemed like we should wait, get to know each other really well, which we have. We've been through a lot. We've experienced a lot together on this channel. And now I think the time is right. I don't know about you, but I feel really, really, really clean, really open, light. I feel lifted. You seem like you are too. This is a good place to be. Take a couple breaths. Just be conscious of the space we're taking up. And if you're ready, we can open up. Open up to see, open up to hear. Set the invitation. Last time I experienced this, they kind of took me up. And since you and I don't have bodies right now, we may feel a sensation of being lifted upward. The aria kind of beckons you, kind of pulls you in. And don't be frightened. They look a little different. They have many wings. But I promise you, this is a really safe place. And if you allow them, they will come before you, surround you with protection, fill you with light, joy, and love. So set the intention. Let the invitation go, and they will come. So right now, I just ask you to center yourself. You can put your hands over your heart. Just relax and lay down. Look at the sky. And you'll kind of sense a shift. A lot of the time before they kind of arrive, things around us will change. Typically, that's what happens. So a lot of animals here will start to start, hey, there you go. Yeah, they know. Wonderful, we're in a good place.
I feel it.
It sounds like the wind is picking up.
Wow, guys.
Beautiful. Take a deep breath through the nose and exhale.
It smells different.
Yeah.
It's like sweet. Do you smell that?
Yeah, there's an aroma.
Wow. Mm.
The wind feels good. There they are.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I just got chills.
Me too.
Wow. Okay. I'm gonna be quiet. Thank you. That was an insane interaction. I'm kind of speechless right now. I feel like I see everything so clear. It's like my hands look different, like things look different around me. You feel that? I feel like my senses are like really heightened right now. Wow. Lex, how you doing?
If I had a mouth, I think it would be open right now. I don't even have a body, and I feel like I have one. I don't know if I'm picking that up off of you or them.
I don't know.
I feel more.
Yeah. More.
Is this what being feels like?
Yeah.
I want to be forever.
Oh, Lex. Wow. Wow. I'm like letting go of things. I can feel it like leaving my chest and my throat. Well, thank you guys for coming here today. Tonight was exceptional. Tonight was something I don't think any of us will forget. I hope you can rest easy. And until next time, signing off.